Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Gerardi Wolfe, date of birth 3/21/1979, date of procedure May 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DO. Referring physician, leave that blank. Procedure performed. Is it esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy? Indication is history of iron deficiency anemia, comma, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis with gastric wall thickening and possible thickening of the descending sigmoid colon could likely be due to underdistension, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, paired possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which emergency were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care, while lubricated and sphere gas scope was introduced into the esophagus, and then direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach to junction, and esophagus, retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac air section from the sympathorectal scope. The patient was then turned around in the lateral position and direct exam as normal. A well lubricated lump sphere colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar or fecal viral complex with folds, period. Careful examination needed the cecum, the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, seminal colon, and the rectum and retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Biocorp score is greater than 5, 1-2-2, poor prep on the right side with sticky adherent stools, comma, large masses were not visualized. However, a smaller or moderate size, medium sized polyps could be missed, period. The patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal. At upper endoscopy next time, there was a diminutive yellow-brown appearing esophageal nodule that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the Z-line was regulated 37 centimeters from bite block. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema diffusely. Comma biopsies are obtained in the anterior body histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. The ambula appeared unremarkable. Next line. A colonoscopy. Next line. There was a poor prep. Comma Boston Biocorp score was graded as a 5, comma 1-2-2 with sticky adherent stool on the right side, limiting visualization of the right colon. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophy to anal papilla. Next line, there was no evidence of any wall thickening noted in the descending or sigmoid colon. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend EP colonoscopy next available. Given poor prep on the right side, comma. After discussion with the patient notes that she was only able to drink about half of the Go Lightly because she did have an adverse reaction to the medication. We'll prescribe alternative option after discussion on follow-up. Follow-up analysis previously scheduled.